Yes, and well, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
Did people ever say anything like New Year gift or anything like that? New Year's gift?
I don't think they use that like they do Christmas gift. I don't think they hardly ever say New Year's gift. They don't use the exchange gifts on New Year like they do Christmas, you know. That is, we don't through here. I don't know whether they do in some sections or not, but that's not a general practice like it is Christmas.
Well, so like, you never heard, like, would an employee or someone say something like Christmas gift or something to the employer or anything like that? Would you ever hear it there?
Oh yeah, they use it in business, you know, in employers. They say the same thing just like we do. I mean, just like we do in everyday life out here. Like
so,
that,
so like a house servant, you mean, like say Christmas gift?
Oh yeah, they do.
And what would you say?
Know, some of the house servants, they just kind of like one of the family, you know, they just treat them just like they do any of their friends, you know, they treat them nice, you know, they don't treat them like a servant or nothing like that.
Well, if someone did you a big favor, you might say thank you. And what else could you say? You say I'm much
obliged. They use it much obliged to. I don't know. That's kind of a funny way to say the thing. Much obliged. I don't know. But anyway, a lot of people say much obliged.
Well, you know, if you went to town to go buy some things or something, and you found a new tractor that you really like, you say, well, I ought to buy it, but it just, you know, if the price was too high, you'd say, but it just
out of my reach. That's the main thing. Use it out of my reach.
Well,
Lord, man, just anything like that, just express it, it's just too much in price. You know, that wouldn't know what you're talking about if it says out of my reach.
Would you ever hear somebody say, but it something too much? I'd like to buy it, but I can't because it, what, too much? People ever say that here? It
cost? Huh?
Do people ever say it costs too much or something?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to buy it, but the price is too high or it costs too much. You know, either one would be the same thing, you know, price too much or cost too much or the price is too high.
Well,
got it above my reach.
What if some man was, you know, selling things that he, you know, a man had made a bad business deal and he paid maybe $2.50 for each for some product, but he had to sell it for $2 each, you know. You'd say he was selling it half.
Selling it at a discount.
And you ever hear anything else there? He was selling it at a...
Well, he's selling it at a loss. You know, that's one way of expressing it, selling it at a loss. It'd be just the same thing as a discount.
So if he was doing that, you know, you might buy it. So he would, you said that he wrapped it up. And when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
And what about telephone bills and things like that? When do you have to pay them?
Well, ours usually comes in long enough. I believe around, well, no certain time, monthly. We pay ours monthly, but I don't know just exactly what time of the month they come in.
So they aren't, you don't have to say they are, but you'd say like, some bills I know the first of the month is when they are
due. But the telephone bill just due whatever time of the month they see point to get them out. They usually get them out about the same time each month, but they just, it doesn't necessarily have to be the first.
What about some clubs or something? You know, if you belong to them, do you have to pay money to them?
Yeah, you pay dues. Which I've never had any experience much with clubs because I never did belong to clubs. I always lived out in the country, you know, and it's a little too far to go into town to the meetings and things. I didn't go, and I never was a club man at all.
That's the butterfly
truck. Thought it was. I couldn't see it well enough to tell, but I know it's sound, kind of.
Well, did you ever go swimming around here in the...
Oh yeah, we've been swimming. We have a Stubblefield Lake down here, a big lake down here. It's on government land now. Belongs to the United States government. And we used to go down there a lot swimming. And of course, when I was a kid, we had swimming holes all around through the place. You know, in the creeks and rivers and things, we'd have a regular old swimming hole. We'd go. Boys would get out on Sunday, or any time they'd get a chance to go swimming.
Tell me about it.
Well, they just go out to swimming. Used to just old boys, they just go out and just jerk off their clothes and just go in naked, you know, swimming. Just a bunch of boys, of course, that was before they got to be so many people out, you know, through the country, and then they, of course, then they began to get bathing suits and whip those around, mixed bathing, you know, bathing suits. And we used to put in our old world or something like that.